American and Chinese officials agree that the two countries' presidents spoke Sunday over the phone. But exactly what was discussed in the phone call remains unclear. According to official Chinese media, President Xi Jinping warned President Donald Trump about some negative factors hurting U.S.-China relations. During the call, Xi said China-U.S. relations had made important outcomes since his meeting with Trump in April in Florida, state broadcaster China Central Television reported. But at the same time, the broadcaster said relations had also been affected by some negative factors. It added that China had expressed its position to the U.S. about those factors. The broadcaster did not identify specific issues discussed in the call. A White House statement, however, said Trump discussed the growing threat of North Korea's nuclear and missile programs with Xi. It said both leaders had repeated their commitment to working toward a denuclearized Korean peninsula. The statement said Trump also expressed his desire to seek more balanced trade relations with America's trading partners. It added that the two leaders were looking forward to meeting at this week's G20 meeting in Hamburg, Germany. Last week, China's foreign ministry protested to the U.S. over a planned sale of $142 billion in military weapons to Taiwan. The ministry called on U.S. officials to cancel the deal, saying it would be harmful to China's sovereignty. Other U.S. decisions have recently drawn criticism from China. These include putting U.S. sanctions on a Chinese bank for dealings with North Korea and accusing China of being one of the world's worst offenders of human trafficking and forced labor. Another issue causing tension between Washington and Beijing is Chinese expansion in the South China Sea. The U.S. Navy has conducted two Freedom of Navigation operations, or FONOPs, in the South China Sea since Trump took office. The operations are meant to challenge Chinese territorial claims in the area. The latest FONOP took place Sunday when a U.S. Navy destroyer, the USS Stethem, sailed within 12 nautical miles of Triton Island. Triton, which is claimed by China, Taiwan, and Vietnam, is part of the Paracel Islands in the South China Sea. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said in a statement the U.S. move was a serious political and military provocation. It added that such operations violate China's sovereignty and threaten China's security. China deployed military vessels and fighter jets to the area. U.S. officials said the Stethem was carrying out a regular right of innocent passage exercise. The operation within 12 nautical miles of the island was meant to show that the U.S. does not recognize territorial claims to the island. 12 nautical miles marks territorial limits recognized internationally. Trump also spoke with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Sunday. The White House said the two leaders shared a commitment to dealing with North Korea. And the president also looked forward to meeting the prime minister at the upcoming G20 summit in Hamburg. I'm Brian Lynn.